You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's an artist by the name of Bruce Springsteen. Kids, you should Google him. You'll find out that he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he once did a song called 57 Channels and Nothing On. And I don't think we can say that anymore. It's 5,700 now. I even wrote a piece, I don't know, a few years ago about how television kind of, thanks to originally HBO, which was the first that started all this back in the 70s or something, but then Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime, thanks to these guys, the quality of television has shot way up. Because it used to honestly just be the idiot box, right? It was sitcoms and a few decent, you know, dramas and stuff, but mostly it was the idiot box. And now, oh my God, television got good if you know where to look. And you constantly see people on social media raving about certain shows, and you're thinking to yourself, I've never heard of that one. Well, now we know why you've not heard of a lot of these shows. Jeremy, the Nielsen people, the people who do the rating stuff,
yeah,
counted them up. There are more than 800,000 different TV programs you can choose on streaming and other platforms.
Yeah, and it's well into the, I mean, almost 820,000. I mean, that's an additional, that's so much programming. And I've, you know, I've talked about on the show before that what a great time to be in the arts and entertainment industry. And, you know, are there struggling actors anymore? I don't know. I mean, there's
there's a show for all of
there's
them.
There's so many job options now for these actors to be on. I mean, it's up like 200,000 some shows in the past few years, right?
Yeah, when I did the math, I did a lot of math on all this stuff. Just from 2 years ago, if I'm doing this properly, there are more than 7,000 new shows a month rolling out.
That's so much content. That's, you know, 20 lifetimes. You're not going to watch all of this stuff, you know?
Okay. So
and there is so much stuff.
I did more math. 817,000 shows. If you assumed a show only had 10 episodes and that's it. And we know there's a lot more that have way more than that. But if only 10, that's 8.17 million episodes. If they're only 30 minutes long. And we know a bunch of them are well over 30 minutes. But if they're only 30, I'm being conservative on all
this. Yeah, all this.
4,085,000 hours of programming. That's 170,000 days. That equals 466 years. That's if you watched 24 hours a day nonstop.
No
so
sleep, no eating.
So we know it's got to be well over 1,000 years worth of programming.
And you wouldn't even be able to catch up because as you're watching, there's additional
new ones.
Shows
you'd
popping
never
up.
Catch up.
You would
you
never,
could never catch up.
Never catch up on The Bachelor.
You know what? The first thing that jumps out to me, though, is that this means there is a lot of crapola.
Well, of course there's a lot of crap. I mean, they're appealing to a broad number of tastes out there with all this stuff. But, I mean, just a few months ago, I was watching like three or four shows at once. I was kind of hopping around just trying to catch up with everything that I'm behind on. And I did finally catch up. And then now they released the new season of Better Call Saul. So I'm trying to finish Ozark. And now I'm like, ooh, but I want to watch this. And then there's a new Elon Musk documentary that just came out on Netflix that I'm dying to watch.
Oh, I want to see that.
And then in the meantime.
Did part two of Ozark's last season start?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm still trying to catch up on part one.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
And then in the meantime, Encanto is on 24/7 in the house. So
you're living in hell.
I am.
You know, the show that I cannot rave enough about, and I recognize it's not for everyone. That's the thing with people constantly making recommendations about shows is that everyone's taste is different. So what I like, you might think is the stupidest show ever, but I'm like quite a few people. I am raving over the show on Apple TV called Severance, and we watched the last three episodes of season one, so we're caught up. We finished season one with a mind-blowing finale, and a friend of mine, Crazy Julie, who is one of the funnier people on social media, she had posted something about the show, and my comment to her was, I'm not sure if my wife knows that I have the absolute hots for one of the characters on this show. And then I went, shh, don't tell her. But I went ahead and said something to her after we finished watching the last episode. And she goes, oh, I know you've got the hots for her. She goes, you can't hide that from me.
You don't talk the entire show and your mouth breathing, you're gazing.
When the character Helly comes on, you know, I might pause it, you know, just to supposedly get up and go get something to drink. But I just want her face frozen on the screen. What's your show right now? Mine is Severance, but I'm all caught up. So what's yours? The Cake show still?
Well, we finished Is It Cake? And then now I want to finish Ozark, and then I'm going to dive into Better Call Saul. The bad thing is I'm not a big summer TV person. The TV doesn't come on when the weather gets nice, essentially, because I'm outside doing stuff and working in the yard and running and, you know, doing stuff with the kids and camping. So I get way backed up over the summer. I lose out on a lot of TV time. So that's kind of coming to an end for me. But isn't it funny how we've kind of developed lingo and social lubricant when it comes to people saying, you've got to watch this, or have you seen this? You kind of have your staged comeback, like, oh, that's awesome. I'll have to check it out. It's very much along the lines of, how was your weekend? And how's it going? And how are the kids? Now it's, you know, you need to watch this show. Oh, that's great. I'm going to check that out.
Thank you for the tip.
Thank you for the recommendation. Yeah, you got to be polite when it comes to that, because, boy, you can offend somebody when you're like, no, I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, and you cannot take it personally when other people are like, oh, that show sucks.
That's not for me.
You can't take it personally.
Yeah.
Sorry, people,
Game of Thrones
different.
Fans. It wasn't for me. Sorry. Don't be mad.
Not for me. But anyway, 817,000 different shows to choose from.
So
if you can't find something, what is wrong with you?